Beginnen Karin Dab Mesachtes Moed Katten, Beginn Dab Tezbav, Beginn Omed Alf, Beginn Tezim Asta, Beginn Wiz de Gemara, Menudin und Metzidon. Someone that's a Nidui, someone has Tzeras. Mayim Bet Esparis, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara the question regarding getting the haircut. So Taisa explains that Medoshi Yeperua, what do you mean? The Pasuk says explicitly regarding the Metzaira that is forbidden Tezparis, because it says that his hair should be Perua, should grow long. So it says, didn't want to prove it from over there. Because the less lay, because this man, the Omar, the one who's asking the question, less lay did Rebbe Elazar. It does not hold like Rebbe Elazar, the Mukhil will come up with this verse that explains the pasuk regarding taking a haircut. And Tate, you should know this, because it'll come on, because actually later on the Gemara wants to prove from this, the Hanachas Tefillin, that there's a prohibition of wearing Tefillin Kribbe Kiva, where he explains Rishi Perua is not putting on Tefillin. It should be uncovered. And that obviously is not Tomat growing a hair long regarding test players. If it didn't bring a riot from this pasuk. Next says Master begins the Gemara Menudo or the Gerus is actually Mitzayra. Mar Batibas says what's Allah covering over his head. I'm Rav Yisiv Toshama. Stais says Vilei Nirlei Divrei Papa. The one who's asking the question did not hold the book where the Papa says later on to Muki that he explains Rishi Perua. What does that mean to say? We're going to Kumta Besudra regarding a hat and a cloth. In other words, according to Rav Papa, he learns from this pasuk that Mitzayra is forbidden to cover his head. Rather, he has to go uncovered. So obviously the one who's asking the question, obviously not halakha papa, that the pasuk comes to say it's forbidden, and therefore he's asking, what's the halacha with the mitzvah regarding covering his head? Here next says, Master begin with the Gemara, Reisha Yipurua. And that's what the pasuk says. Now the Gemara's machlekes, if that's the prohibition about getting a haircut, or it's that you actually have to have your head uncovered. So that's to come to explain. So tzachin, you have to analyze. E, pligi, hachi, just like they were disagreeing over here in the different maschel of the pasuk Reisha Yipurua, which one does it mean? If they have the same achlekes, but reshechem al tefrol uvegdechem like tefrano, which is that your head, this is by the avelim, says similar terminology. We know garments you should not rim. That's uvegdechem like tefrano. What's reshechem al tefrol? The leel ma'aseh law, where previously the Gemara brought this, that there's a prohibition of tespirus of taking haircut la avil for the mourner, so his head's going to tespirus. Now, whereas v'le ma'aseh min alimitzayra, but they don't bring that regarding the mitzayra, the mashman, the subakir bekiva, because it sounds like that, that he holds like a bekiva that holds that priya doesn't mean that. It means uncovering the head. And it disagrees with Eliezer against priya, like we mentioned before, and therefore didn't bring a right in this pasuk regarding the cutting here of the mitzayra. What's difficult is that if that's the case, that the Gemara holds like a bekiva, according to him, Rashi Matavro is not going growing here, so why did the Gemara bring a right from this pasuk to say that it's prohibited to take a haircut regarding the mona? So it says, Vashem, maybe what you could say is, did Rabbi Akiva lepolagad Rabbi Eliezer? Actually, he doesn't disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. The Priya Sarayish, Hanagid Lassar. That actually, that word Priya Sarayish means growing the hair long. And that's Beim Mitzar, Beim Avil, both by the mourner and by the Mitzar. But didn't he expound something else from it? Yeah, but Tavdayu Dedesh Rabbi Akiva actually expounds both from this pasuk. One is by uncovering, and also by growing the hair long. Now, Wula'el, previously, the Lemaisim and the Mitzar, where the Gemara does not bring regarding the question of the Isser of Tespirus, of a haircut from Mitzayra, does not bring a riot from this to the Mitzayra. It's not because you can't bring a riot, like we just explained. Rather, because we found an explicit verse that says it, so we don't have to go search and bring a riot from a pasuk. Which Chase then addresses a question based on that, and he says, wait a second. Even though at the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara brings that Oval in Nagibalos Bedagel, that a mourner does not conduct his mourning in the Yamtiv. Umanicha mission will come on, and they actually leave the mission later on. Umaisikur the Bismachtim brings the Pasik Bismachtim. Why? For the opposite. For you don't bring a Pasik if you have even a Brysa. So it says, no, if you should talk to Farish, because the Gemara had to explain anyway, but Nolan must need, where's the mission get this from? The Abalain and Agabalus and Bredegel. Where is the source that a mourner does not conduct his mourning during the Yom Tov? So you have to bring the Pasik Bismachtim. Now, but Rishi Perua, but regarding that Pasik, the Maida Begidl Sar, that's talking about growing the hair long, Doimaloi, Dafar Pasha, that appeared to the Braisa, to the Mandam in the Gemara, that was obvious. You don't need a Pasik to support that idea. And therefore, Benichal Elasui Braisa, therefore, prefer to bring a Braisa from a Pasik instead of bringing from the Pasik. Because over here, we had to bring the Pasik because we had to tell you the source, which was not so obvious. Kitnik Chesmasta begins with the Gemara, also B'shil Hashom, that a mourner is forbidden to greet people, the Kamalei Rachman Lecheskel, like Shem Sati Cheskel, Hanik Dan. Be silent, which the mashma sounds like shtika mishti l'shom, be quiet from greeting people. Umetamatari nami mashma b'savach hanik dam, also silent means also from not learning Torah, the Gemara says shortly. Now, now, why was it interestingly that Yechezkel specifically was conducting himself in the morning, specifically about being quiet? We're going to all the other things we learned the inverse from what he did, that he was not conducting himself in the morning. In some things, he had to show that he was a mourner. And to learn even so, and again, he was only conducting himself in the morning as a mushal, and that's why all the other things he was not, as the Jewish people, similar idea. But regarding this, he did conduct, and to show that he was somewhat like a novel. That his lips should be sealed shut. Now, interestingly, that we're bringing it over here for halacha that he's not allowed to greet people, that his lips are tightly shut. But previously, the Gemara expounded from these words, atipas, he has to cover his head all the way down to his lips. So which halacha is it teaching? So it says, maybe that means both. Yeah, cover yourself to your lips and also keep them shut and don't say anything. Or yinami, or yeah, like sib safa. If we'd have just said safa, so I would have said one. When it says safam, which is another change, say if I learned that two halachas from it. To the next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, boil and need this mutar. Those who cohabited with menstruating women are permitted to learn Torah. Now, Tais explains, that's achash tabal lekeri. That's after he dipped himself for. Forget about the halacha of being boil and nida, but when he was intimate, he had carry. And then you have to immerse for that. I'm like, carry, it's hard to feel, because as for the carry, you have to table, although for the having been boil and nida, you don't have to. Now, the thing is, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmasim, for Rabbi Yehuda, sounds like over there, like, talk tefillah, the betrayal about carry, that actually about carry does not need tefillah for the betrayal. Hey, chidule nital ade tefillah do, where if you're not going to be purified anyways through this tefillah, totally, which is exactly what the case would be, even though you table for the carry. So according to him, you wouldn't require tefillah, as we find the Perek Mishamesik, Gemara Brachos Dav Chavav Melav, Ben Shemeshes V'Rosu Dam. That let's say a woman had intimacy and she saw Dam Nida, or Balkeri Shara Aziva, if you had a Balkeri that had a Ziva discharge, where although the tefillah is not going to be retiring, Tanik Amal Tzvichet Tefillah, you have to immerse yourself with the carry. But here the point is no, because anyway, he's not going to retire because he still has the other Tum. Now the thing is, V'Alcho, V'Yana Mishnah, B'Loi Tefillah, if it's without tefillah, Kribi Yehuda Tzorchli Ashev, you have to say it's like Kribi Yehuda, where he says someone's boiling nida is permitted even without tefillah. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rabbi Yehuda b'seifa d'ach b'raisa, because Rabbi Yehuda himself is actually brought at the end of that b'raisa b'perek mishamesa over there in brachas of chav beis. That come Rabbi Yehuda says there at the end of the b'raisa that even though Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah, but shenhu b'chaz derechas, he can learn the halachas of derechas because they're not really learning Torah. But since the end of the b'raisa is like Rabbi Yehuda, so we say the beginning of b'raisa is also like Rabbi Yehuda, and so that we say that the Mishnah over here that bringing that halacha the ratio of the b'raisa would also be going like Rabbi Yehuda. That boiling needs are permitted, you have to explain that they're permitted even without tefillah for the carrier, which is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, but like a member, you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda nami boiling needs chayv tefillah, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that someone's boiling needs would be chayv tefillah balkeri b'amalek, like a regular balkeri. Can't say that, because the hashtag ma balkeri shiro ziva achgach, if a balkeri, who had a ziva discharge afterwards. Shari chayv was already chayv because the carrier originally had, and everyone agrees balkeri itself has chayv tefillah. Still put Rabbi Yehuda as your exam because now it's not going to be all the way. So boil nida, which he had tuma of having cohabitation with a nida, and the tuma of carry is happening at the same time. Lokoshkin isn't all the more so that Peshur is not going to be chayiv to have a tefillah just for the carry, and therefore we have to say that the halacha of the mission is told about that you don't need any tefillah at all. Now mi lechayra nearly, but however it says it appears to me the late plague Rabbi Yehuda that this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda that we're bringing is il behind tuma as the dumya. The carry have only a tumah that's similar to carry, meaning that the tumah the yitzel of megufay. So we're saying that you're not going to tell it just the carry if it's not going to totally mitar you from the other tumah, but it has to be a tumah that's similar to carry that it's coming out of the body. Of a tumah shiratzim, but let's say tumah that someone has from extrinsic from dead sheretz. Might be really agreed, but how the carry itself really, yeah, even though it's with carry, you would tell for the carry because that's not related to the tumah of the sheretz. If that's the case, hachanami bol need the moedus. Actually, in the case of bol need, you would agree. The leichasher tumah is megufay, but that's not going to tell a tumah that's coming out of the body. And hence, that actually you would table for the carry, and as we start in the beginning, it says now even according to one who wants to say the perik el dvam psachim on dav samach ezem alav the perik am yuma on dav vamalav dimish taleya chutzah shtei machnas that someone who is a boil nida sent out of two camps machna kihuna machna biya come a balkari like a balkari so you see it is the same as carry so it says no makamakum lechasher tumi it's a maguv it still does not make it someone's coming out of the body and the rebbe yudin nami hits up tefillah the rebbe yudin also required tefillah for the carry for the rebbe even though. It's not gonna be for the boil nida. Now, but the sefta perish, the betesis perish, a different interpretation. That the kim in the tumas boil nida mekoyach carry, since the tumah of cohabiting with a nida comes from the carry, it's the same action. So Rebbe Yehuda agrees that you wouldn't need tefillah You would need tefillah because it's not like a severe tumma is covering over the lighter tumma of carry. Rather, it's one tumma, one thing. So therefore, you would have to tefillah. Comes out according to this, there's three different approaches in the opinion of Rabbi Huda. If boyle nidus need tefillah for the carry. First approach was Rabbi Huda says no, you don't have to because it's not gonna anyways totally mitar you. Second approach was that you are chayav tefillah because Rabbi Huda says your patur is only when the tefillah gufay and here it's not yitzim gufay. Or third approach is no, the opposite of the second approach. That even if Rabbi Huda holds that you're exempt from every two tefillahs for words of Torah, but this actually would be chayav because boyle nida and carry are two tumas coming from one source, and therefore you actually would be chayav for tefillah. The next question asked that to begin with. With the words hachik is saying that this is the text. Menudin mitzaron, someone who has a nidui, mitzara, mayim dachbeis, what's halacha with laundry? Toshma, that's being a raya, says, menudin mitzaron, osal sab lachabas, that they're not allowed to go ahead and get their haircut and do laundry. Now, B'Sev HaRav, in the book of the teacher, which Taysan Maikotin was authored, as it says in Sefer Shema Gedolim by Meram Baruch, so Lahir Kosev calls that. This whole text that we have over here was not written in his Gemara. And actually, Lahir Kosev Rav. Actually, that was difficult to the Rav. Why didn't the Gemara ask this question? But Tirtani answered, because you already brought this Brisa previously regarding the haircut. So, therefore, we wouldn't have to bring it again. Now, but actually, the Ha Hikshin, this actually was, this bothered him. But the Kamal Gavai says, later, I'm going to do Malacha. The Gemara does ask the question. Might be Brisa, the Misandlel, and it brings a Brisa brought previously of regarding the Niskarin, that he could be hired out. And it brings the price, even though it brought already before. So here also, even though it brought before, it should have said regarding the halacha of the need regarding laundry. And Matirati answers, the Agav of the Mitzayra koi b'teikur. It's only questioned by Mitzayra regarding doing malacha. We mean with a teikur. So kabbay menuda. Therefore, we ask regarding the menuda. Well, ma'is l'bras on. That's why we bring the price to say that no, even though with Mitzayra, we don't have any definitive ruling. But menuda, it is obvious to us that it is mutter. And then it brings it again. Even though we read the Brita once before, we really wouldn't have, but only because it wants a contrast with that of Mitzayra, therefore brings it again regarding that of Menudah.